time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Wei-Ping Chen.
From now to April 1st, the Census Bureau will be conducting the census count. This is to count every resident living in the United States. This takes place once every 10 years since 1790, as mandated by the Constitution. Making Democracy Work will be discussing various key issues throughout February. Today, we are delighted to have Karen Best here. Welcome, Karen.
Thank you.
And you are currently chairing a commission. What is the commission?
Yes, I am currently the state chairperson for the State Complete Count Committee. Complete count committees are comprised all over the state. You can have a complete count committee in a city, you can have it in a rural area, you can have a county complete count committee, and you can have regional complete count committees. So our job is to make sure that all of the complete count committees around the state have all the information that they need in order to get an accurate count. Because you know this started in 1790, so
That's right. They've
had a few years to try to perfect the process. Mm-hmm. And so we work very hard because it's important that every citizen in the United States be counted. Everybody who's here, even people who are visiting here that are working from other countries, they count as well. So for us to have an accurate count is of utmost importance.
Good. Well, you mentioned that everybody, even non-citizen,
even
right?
Non-citizens, yes,
right,
ma'am.
Right. So every resident, even traveling. Okay.
Yes.
Sounds good. I'm glad that you verified that. So tell us that why is so important to want to count everybody?
It's very important for every Missourian to be counted because the federal funding that comes to the state level is determined by the census numbers. And so for every person that's not counted, it's approximately $1,300 that we lose at the state level. So if 100 people were missed, mm-hmm. over 10 years, that adds up to $1.3 million. Mm. And the money that is used at the federal level goes for things that affect everyone in our communities. For example, roads, bridges, schools, high-speed internet, healthcare, childcare, and so many other things are determined by that census data. Mm-hmm. One of the things is economic development in communities. If you have a business that you're really wanting to come to your area, mm-hmm. they will look at that census data and they will use that to determine whether they come to town. For example, in Southeast Missouri, if they want a Chick-fil-A, Chick-fil-A will go and look at those numbers and see if it supports their model to bring that to the community. So you want to make sure that if you're wanting to attract new businesses, that you have that correct information for them to be able to make an educated decision and not lose out on something that you want in your community because you haven't had people counted.
Yeah, economic incentive for sure. So what is the process? How will the census roll out?
People will get a postcard at their home. There'll be 3 to 4 postcards. And when they get the first postcard, it's going to tell you that you can respond in one of 3 ways. You can either call the census. They'll have the number on the card. You can go onto the census website. They'll have that address on the card as well and do it online. Or they'll send you a paper census. And they'll send you 3 reminders. You really need to do this. You really need to phone. You really need to go online. Or you really need to finish the paper process. Mm-hmm. So you'll be reminded several times. After that, if you have not completed your census, and that's done basically between March 16th and April 1st, and if you don't return your census, then you're going to have a lovely individual, a census taker, come to your door and knock on your door, and they'll want to ask you the 10 questions. Mm-hmm. It's very easy this year. We love it. It's the first time that you've been able to do it online, mm-hmm. and it's just 10 simple questions, mm-hmm. and they're non-invasive questions, mm-hmm. which will be great, and mm-hmm. just wanting to get that information.
Those are very, very key points, Karen. And so if people want to get online and find out more about this, what's the website?
They will have the website on the postcard. Mm-hmm. It has not been released yet what that website is. But if anybody has any questions about the census, the Missouri Complete Count Committee does have a website, and that is census.mo.gov. So you can go onto that website and ask any questions that you want. But the key fact will be When you receive the postcard, it will have all of the information that you need. It will also have a PIN number on it. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of people will lose the postcard, forget the PIN number, can't find it. Mm-hmm. I know I do that a lot, so don't feel like the Lone Ranger if you do that. And so you do not have to have the PIN to log in. You will simply log in using your home address. So if you lose your postcard and you lose that PIN number, don't panic. You can still go online and complete the census by not having the PIN.
Thank you so much, Karen. Well, this is really a huge undertaking. Please tune in related to 2020 census, from political districting to privacy issues. You have been listening to Making Democracy Work, a radio program sponsored by the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Thank you for listening.